Shalom, everyone. Today is Sabbath, May 20th, 2006. The weekly conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously. Religious groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the mission calling for elects. Elects indeed are those who have heard this message and they see the truth in what has been revealed here and are willing to follow what is asked of them. A lot has been asked of them to completely turn around and being baptized and face God squarely. That means 180 degree return around. This is the revelation that unifies all religions of the world and reveals that God for the last 12,000 years have been revealing other religions, and each religion have a message that when you put all of them together, it will reveal the whole truth of God. This is the revelation which is backed up with the prophecies, genealogy, genetic testing. It is completely supported by God, and it is the religion that, or revelation that after 12,000 years, the name of God has been revealed to humanity. Indeed, the name of God, or the word that's been sent to humanity, is the sword of sundering. The sword that has been sent to humanity is the word. Those who meditate on it and hear it and follow eternal divine path to the max, then there will be those who will be dedicated 100% completely and are the pioneers and harbinger of God's message and will teach others to come and see what God has done. God promised, He fulfilled it. He kept the last revelation and the whole truth hidden even from the previous prophets and visionaries and those who prophesied of the future. God gave them a general idea of what is going to happen, but none of them even knew there is such a thing as eternal divine path, and they each had one message, and they thought that what they had is perfect. But of course, God said that the whole truth will come when the seventh revelation will come to humanity, and now that seventh revelation has been revealed to man. It supports all the religions of the world, all the prophets sent by God, and for the first time, humanity can understand God indeed is one, and He has sent all the religions to them, and anything is beside this teaching is dogma and man-made. Therefore, the salvation of man is this last revelation, and we all have to forego our understanding and attachments to what has come before us and what is happening in this world. We should forego our old religion and our old clothing. We have to drop them and put the new garment of the new revelation and come out of this world and neither support it nor condemn what's happening in it. What is happening is from God, and what is going to happen, of course, is terrible, and humanity all will go against each other, but those who are in this mission are not of any of them. You're not neither Hindu or Buddhist or Jew or Christian or Muslim or a Baha'i, but you are divines. What they are doing is man-made, and God has said all these things will happen. And because those religions and people don't know this revelation, they still oppose one another, and they propagate and put each other down in order to create an environment that later in the war they can kill each other with no remorse and believing that they are doing the will of God. So which one is doing the will of God? All of them say, we are doing the will of God. We are the only way. We are the chosen one. We are the last one. But the truth is, the will of God will not be known until this revelation. And in this revelation, it says, all of you are brothers and sisters. How could you not be? There's one universe, and all of us have come from the same essence. Even science says that we have come from the same material, and we are built from the same source. Of course, they're referring to material thing, and we are referring to a spiritual part. Either way, we are from the same places, have come together, but because of the ego and misunderstanding of humanity, now we are so separated that we feel we are better than them and they are better than us, or this is terrible, or this one is not good. If anybody preaches any separation between any part of the universe, they are in deep ignorance. Therefore, those who are still attached to their old garment should meditate hard and come and understand that they have to drop those old garments and put a new one which is not of this world, and come and join and sit and wait until this world destroys itself to the point that they recognize and realize that they don't have it. And after millions and billions are dead, then they will see, okay, we have been wrong. Till then, become attached to what is happening, you will not feel good, and you will feel pulled to different direction, and you start fanning what they have started. Of course, whoever is fanning this situation is a part of that situation and has not seen the vision of this mission, and they have to stop and recognize, although it is very hard, not to take sides because of our emotional attachments, still we have to realize we are beyond this world and we are not a part of it. With this, we can concentrate on the mission, come together, create comments of light, forget about our old garments, and become a new man. Only the new man can expand his or her vision and see that they have a greater thing than anybody on earth, and they have all the answers, and they know why this thing is happening, and what is happening is from God. Therefore, we have to come out of participating in this world at this time. When our time comes, of course, we will participate in it, and probably will create the kingdom of God on earth and teach our children to recognize the essence of God in all men and women and children, and therefore we bring peace on earth, which is the promise of God. So the peace on earth and the promise of God will come through. There is no doubt about that. But we are attached to the people around us who come to the mission, who doesn't come to the mission, who join, who falls. Then we are emotionally not matured yet. Therefore, we have to meditate and listen to this revelation and satsang and the vision and realize we indeed are the harbingers, the pioneers, the people who are here for the future, for what is coming, not what it is. And of course, if you have a doubt that this mission is the only way, then you can ask questions, go to the website, see the prophecies, the Word of God, the revelation, the scriptures that God said only at the end time the whole truth will come, and then you study your teaching, and indeed you realize that answer to all the questions and misunderstanding on all religion has been given. When you realize that, there is no doubt will be left in you, unless you have an ego still left that says, I cannot do this, it is too hard, it's too much, I have sacrifice everything I could, still I cannot fulfill it. But that is where your honesty to yourself should come through. You have to meditate and honestly ask your question, really you have done everything you could. And that is between you and God. If you are not completely honest to yourself, God is honest to you. He knows your heart, and that is what you have to know also. And when you know that, then you will see, oh, there is still many places that I can purify, I can cut the things that are not necessary in my life, or the things that are keeping me from going to God. Therefore, this is my attachments, my desires, and my not being honest to myself that makes me think I cannot do it. Of course, those who are elects, they have this honesty and they will meditate on their actions and see themselves, am I completely seeing this vision and dedicated to it, or still I am attached to many other things? That is okay if you're attached, if you're not completely honest to yourself. Start from where you are. Don't become anxious, don't become unhappy, don't become nervous about it, but relax. That's actually when you see God, when you are relaxed, when you are still, when you hear the Word. In that stillness, you will recognize, although I am telling the mission that I don't have enough finances to pay my tithes, but still I pay for my drugs or smoke cigarette or go and pay my money places that not necessary, then you have not become completely honest to yourself. If you say cannot meditate, you don't have time, but I have time to watch television 8 hours a day and do other things, then you have not been honest to yourself. And these are the questions you have to ask yourself. You don't have to send me any letter and tell me that I can do this or I can do that. You have to come up yourself with the truth and understanding and realizing what is that keeping you from to be 100% toward the will of God. And elect, of course, are those that they will face themselves squarely. And, of course, facing oneself is the hardest thing to do. And God, of course, have promised that there are elects. There is no doubt about that. We have to recognize, indeed, the people that they have been meditating for many lifetimes. Now they are here and they will come and see this vision and will eventually have 144,000 that God said. Is it in this lifetime, next time, or the other? Really doesn't make any difference. The time is infinite. We will be here for millions and billions and trillions and infinity. Therefore, the time is not that we will not accomplish this, but it will be accomplished. But the truth is that this revelation have been prophesied to come. And those who truly have seen the vision to have to accept this, and then they have to come out of this world and become a child of God. And the child of God in this time are those that shatter all narrowness of the mind and come to God's vision and see the universe as He sees it. He does not see any separation between man and man or any part of the universe. He does not consider himself as a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Jew or Christian or Muslim or Baha'i or any other title, but a divine who is struggling to follow the eternal divine path. And if you think this path is not the ultimate and is not going to take you to God and it's not prophesied and you might find something better or it's not for you, you have to really meditate on your ego and see what is in my ego that cannot see how indeed God promised this will come. And it has. Therefore, this room is for us to come here every week and call the elects. And that is the most important part of the mission at this time, to call those who go to the website, come to our rooms, come to this room and ask questions about these teachings, how it came about, what is the eternal divine path, what is the master plan for planet Earth, how can we create the communities of light and become a self-motivated visionary who take the banner in their heart and in their mind and in their pulse and in their life and become pioneers to spread this message and become a soldier of God. Therefore, elects are those who will not waver in the path. They might in the beginning for a while until they indeed see the vision clearly. Then they take the banner and become a soldier of this mission. And our work is not that hard. The only thing we have to do is overcome this world, come out of it, be cut in the heaven above the cloud. This is confusion. And come off this world and join the Christ, the truth, the revelation of God. Indeed, the elects will be cut into the heaven above the cloud with Christ. That means you do not belong to this world. This world will come to great destruction. If you are a part of that destruction, then you are fanning and creating that destruction. But if you are cut above the cloud, you come out of it. And you leave this world alone and let them have and destroy and go to wars and condemn each other and lie against one another, and you just become a witness entity. You cannot get emotionally connected to what is happening because it is going to be trouble and terrible. And if you emotionally get involved, then you get sucked into it. So our job almost is very passive, at least in the beginning. The only thing we have to do is come together, create comets of light, and ride this wave which is coming to humanity, and stay still and not take part, but be completely out of it. And let them go through this process that will purify them. And eventually they say, okay, we made a mistake, we do not know. Not everybody will become Hindus or Buddhists, not everybody will become Jews, not everybody will become Christian or Muslim or Baha'is. All of them eventually will come to the conclusion, indeed, we do not have it, we cannot do it, and that is when God's promise will come, and everybody will see that there is only one religion, and that is eternal divine path. That is the essence of a spirit. The eternal divine path is the most purifying path that have been revealed to humanity. Just like Christ said, the Ten Commandments can be summarized in two commandments, and one of them was love your neighbor as you love yourself, or the great saying that do to others as you want to be done to you. The eternal divine path is the essence of the spirit and revelations. If you follow eternal divine path, you have a great grip of the reality and truth of the spirit of God, and therefore you have no choice but to go to God, to pure consciousness, to oneness with God. And there are many symbolic languages in religions that people still are hanging into, and because of their mind are so physical, they interpret them physically. Your physical body goes to heaven. There is the resurrection of the body. But as we know now, they are all symbolic and have deeper meaning. And when you understand this revelation and teaching, then you understand what they meant and what God means with resurrection, with heaven. And we can teach this to other people and take them away from the ignorance they are in. So each of us can let humanity know the resurrection is not a physical coming out of the graves and rise when God comes to earth, but it is the resurrection of a spirit when somebody comes out of their lower nature. Indeed, calling elect is to find those who have been resurrected and they do not belong to this world. So the ignorance and misunderstanding and attachments and desires and ego and all the principality on earth is fighting with this revelation. But our salvation is that God said his kingdom will come, this revelation will come, this revelation will come at the end time, and indeed it is the end time. No other time before this revelation was the end time. The process will be accelerated, and humans cannot stop this madness, because if they could do it, they could have done it last 12,000 years. But as far as their ego and misunderstanding and not accepting the way of God, that will bring them to this situation. The way of God is that this creation have been created for a purpose, for a reason, and we are here to recognize what that reason is and then dedicate ourselves to that reason. But humanity have dogmas, opinions, their own ideas, and each person says, I know better than everybody else and God. That is interpreted as the freedom of choice and ideas. And that, of course, brings confusion, because each person pulls the society in different direction. As we said, the freedom of choice is you have two choice, to choose God or not to choose God. If you choose God, of course, you will read the scriptures, though, and you understand what is His will, and you submit your will to His will. You don't have opinions, ideas, or attachments to this external world, because He tells you how He created this universe and how you can turn around, be baptized, and go to God. And that is the two choices that God gave from the very beginning of creation. Indeed, the whole reason for creation and imbalance was because humans choose not to follow God. Now it's time for those who have been called and meditating and been chosen to turn around and say, I choose God. I exercise my freedom of choice. I turn around and go to God and listen to His commandments, to His prophets, and I put my life based on those commandments and words, not my own idea, opinion, or understanding. And God has made it very clear what His will is through seven revelation, through revealed scriptures, from Vedas, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, the teaching of Buddha, and many other mystics that tell humanity to turn around, meditate, close your eyes, go within. Close the most powerful sense in your body, which is your eyes. It sees it and takes you to the external world. You desire it, you fulfill it, you become attached. The people think if they fulfill such a desire, they're going to be happy. The truth of it is the moment you fulfill a desire, you become attached to that object or idea or whatever it is. And whatever you're attached to in this external world, it's in your way to God. That doesn't mean you don't enjoy this external world. No, you do. But with no attachments, as the gifts of God that has been given to you to enjoy, but you're not attached to them. So you can enjoy your family, your spouse, your wealth that God has given you, or whatever you accomplish and you earn, but you always know that your goal is not earning all those things or having all those things, but knowing God, going to Him or her or it. And of course, by sharing, as we've said many times, humanity does not have to struggle as they are now. They have to create society which physiological and safety needs of all humans are provided, if we share. If we don't, of course, we cannot create such a society. We have to have everyone be able to become educated as much as they have the ability to do. And if they are diseased or they have problem, they should be healed. First of all, we have to teach everybody to heal themselves. And that already has been given in the word that has been revealed to humanity. But I'm concerned that many might go and use the word without listening to the warning that has been given in that essay. Indeed, I released the word to humanity a couple of weeks ago. But as I said, it is the sword is been sent to man. Those who do not follow the recommendations in that essay, those who do not follow eternal divine path, those who do not understand they have to be absolutely honest in the mission and in their life and the relationship with God, that word can be very harmful. Indeed, it might drive you crazy. Those who follow eternal divine path are honest with God and the relationship with Him and use the word and hear the word, they can indeed heal themselves. As we said in that essay, you can direct different energy which created to heal yourself. Those, of course, never get a chance to meditate and hear the words, we leave them to God. So indeed, the name of God is been released, but this time God is indeed very protected of that powerful word, which is the real name of God, which is within every atom and every cells in creation. The whole creation pulsates because of that word. But at the same time, before you take that step and using it, meditate very deeply to know it can heal you, or if you really are not up to it, do not do it. So there is nothing in this revelation that is not given to humanity, including the real name of God. So how anybody can think they can find anything better than what God has said will come. And now the mystery of God is completely revealed to man. They still stay to their old religion or pattern of life. Then they have to realize that in order to become an elect, they have to overcome those parts. They have to come at the top of the confusion or cloud and join the Christ and become a purified being. Some people say, I ask too much. I ask nothing. This is the Spirit of God is asking humanity to recognize at this time and realize where the history will go. So indeed, this is the latest news. It's broadcasted by the Spirit of God to humanity to recognize that they have all to turn around and come out of this world. Because a new world is coming. The peace of God will prevail on earth, and all will know they are the children of God and how He guided the history and humanity to this point. He is in charge. He has created the history, and nothing has happened in history that He has not endorsed. Therefore, it is His story. He exists. He is in charge, and we have to recognize that and put our life in such a way that we will be one of those who will go back to Him. So this is your choice. You can choose go to God or fall off the bandwagon or the train to God. It's your choice to see the vision, go study, and see, are you really an elect? Then, if you are, go and get initiated. But don't have any excuses that I can't do this, I cannot do that. Be honest, absolutely, with yourself to see if you really have done everything you could to follow God's requests and requirements. If you have, then go and become initiated and know the word in whole. Use it to make great decisions for God and heal yourself, but do not heal others. Because when you heal someone else, the unclean spirit goes and finds seven more vicious than itself and say, the house is clean. This person doesn't know how to heal himself or herself, and the state of that person become worse than it was before you healed them. That's why in this revelation, we do not physically heal you. We heal the whole earth, and we teach you how to heal yourself. But you will not gain that power unless you have fasted and prayed much. And you have reached to the point that the honesty in your spirit and the honesty in God are one. Then you can say, I can heal myself. I can think well. I can make decisions that affect everything and everyone around me and make life comfortable for them so they can also meditate. They can also come to realize themselves. I can make decisions that affect the community around me, and I can create communities of light eventually. That is the calling of elect. Those are the ones that will learn how to be still and know God and use the words as the sword of God to cut the impurities from themselves and also from others around them. Therefore, after a while, you will create pure people around you who will listen to the word of God. We eventually create communities of light based on the pure couples, and eventually the hierarchy will emerge from them, and we have a viable replacement for the man-made organizations and systems on earth. It is coming of a new heaven and new earth. New heaven means new revelation, new vision. Therefore, why are we attached to the old? We have to let the old go. We have to renew ourselves to the new vision of God. And as I said, it's easy to do. Just see the vision, come, understand it in a deeper level. Don't get to the personal struggle, but focus on God. Don't judge one another, but be focused on God, not each other. Because when we're focusing on one another, it's our ego that judge each other and come up with separative ideas and feelings, and that takes us away from doing the will of God. Therefore, concentrate on what has revealed to you through this revelation, and let no man keep you from doing your duty and your responsibility toward what God has brought to you, and you have seen it clearly how you can do it. If there is any problem in the community or the mission, bring it to my attention and we will discuss to see how we can solve it. Therefore, purification in all level is needed physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So we have to completely realize how we are affected with the environment and where we are, and therefore not to let those things get to us, but let God get to you. The more God is in you, the less of you will be there. The less of you is there, the more a spirit will be manifest through you, and people will see God in you, and therefore they succumb to that beauty. Even if when you find such a person, your focus should we go through that person to the revelation, to God, to Christ, to the top of the cloud and confusion, and become one with the center of the focus. And therefore, after a while, we will have a body of a strong, one-pointed, focused people, that each of them are an essential part of this mission, and they can manifest this mission in a greater degree. Then we can indeed manifest great thing on earth. We can reach out, educate people. We can make great movies, newsletters, outreach to educate humanity, to see that indeed they are a part of God. We can create a community. We can build the temple, which become a center of focus of unity. And little by little, if not the people who are living now, at least their children will start seeing the vision of God. They recognize that no prophet could have brought this revelation but the seventh one, which brings the revelation in whole. Therefore, Islam is not the last revelation. Christianity is not the only way. Jews are not the only elect. Hindus and Buddhists don't have the last word and the only way. Baha'is are not the perfect revelation. For all those who are belong to any of those revelation have to recognize that and let that go. Let those revelations and religions in this world go. Come and be belong to the last revelation and become divine. Go out of this confusion that the world is in. Otherwise, you will be confused too. In Christ and at the top of the cloud, there is no confusion. It's very clear. It is light. And we can continue to bring this light to more people. And therefore, eventually, we can have a great, wonderful body of Christ, which is clear. And eventually, we can bring that clarity to humanity. That is the call to those who want to do this. Yes, indeed, we have asked of humanity a lot. But also, God has given them 12,000 years to prepare themselves for this revelation. Although we like to include everyone, although we like the way Christ said, if you have a flock of the sheep and one of them leaves, you leave 99 and go after the one who left. It is not that time anymore. This is time of sundering. If a sheep cannot make it, we take 99 and go on and find other sheep that become 100 and 120 and 200. And thousands and eventually millions. Therefore, it's time of sundering. We have to only concentrate on elects, those who come, see the vision, understand it, are honest to themselves, and bring that honesty to this mission, and overcome as been given to them the way to do it, purify themselves. And of course, it's very hard to purify yourself and you're living out there in that world. I'm not trying to create a cult. I'm not saying everybody should come and join one community and just a couple of hundred of us just cut ourselves off from the rest of humanity. Absolutely not. We will be reaching out over and over and to the end. and we will not fall in ourselves as the cults do. It's not a cult. I'm not talking about a cult. You can create a commissariat of light wherever you are. You don't have him come here. But it is in the commissariat of light that you will see yourself much clearer. You have to face yourself, because if you don't, other people make you to face yourself. That's the beauty of community. It's easy to live in a house by yourself or by your partner and children and think you're wonderful. It's much harder if two couples live together, even harder if three or four or five or six of them. After 6 months, they will tell you right in your face what's wrong with you, and you have to face them. Same as that yogi at the top of the mountain, he thought he's wonderful. But when he came back to the city, the first person pushed him, he got angry, and he didn't know such anger even existed in him. So the community is the most wonderful environment to make us see ourselves. It's easy to escape the community and be by yourself and say, well, I'm wonderful as I am. You're never going to face yourself. That's why probably the community of light is having such a hard time to form. Most of us don't want to face ourselves. We are comfortable with our little world and where we are. In order to become that honesty, in order to see ourselves clearly, we have to take the step to join the community of light, live in it, face it, progress in it, adopt in it. And after a couple of years, you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to live by yourself anymore. Because man is created to live in community. God have created man for community. Otherwise, will not create an environment that is good for children. They will not create an environment that is good for adults, which will have companion and environment that satisfy their longing to be with other people. It will not be good for old people, because they're not going to get support. So the communities, and especially communities of light, is the way God created for man to live. But of course, we have to overcome our ego and said, okay, I like to come and face myself. I like to see my shortcoming. I will struggle in the community to face myself. Of course, if you cannot do that, then again, you're not ready for the communities of light. You can keep your ego and you never face yourself and you say, oh, I'm this house, I want myself, I'm wonderful. Sure. That's what happened to a lot of single people. They think they are wonderful and then they get married. And suddenly the other person doesn't like what they do. Who, me? I'm perfect. I'm wonderful. How can my partner tell me I'm not? That is still between two couples, which they're supposed to love each other when they got married or together. Now add to that other couples and the community. So you can see everything in God's revelation and ways is to help man to face himself or herself and realize that God is the place they have to focus and bring to their life, to their community, to their nations, on earth, and the kingdom. Because by focusing God, by choosing Him and His words, you will know the manual of living well, the manual of turning around and going to a spirit, the way that will take you to salvation. Following eternal divine path, and this teaching is not for me, is not for God, it's for you. Of course, after you lost your ego and you become one, there is no separation between us. We are one. And therefore it's good for all of us. Before, it doesn't matter what it's done to me, or lessened, or accepted, or rejected. It makes no difference whatsoever. The truth is, this is the revelation from God to humanity. It is the way sure to man. That is the way man can bring the peace, unity, and kingdom to earth. Now, are you going to listen or not? That's your decision. That's the only choice you have, to accept the word of God, come and join and bring God to yourself, or reject him and choose not to. That is the choice you have, and that is the only freedom of choice there is. Anybody who have opinions and ideas, or the thing they say which is against the word of God, that come from ego, and of course we know ego is the thing that separates you from God. The more opinion and ideas and understanding you have that is against God and his revelations, the bigger ego there is. The more God's way is in you, the less ego is present. This revelation is so clear and so clearly explained to a humanity that education have revealed most of it to us already. You didn't have psychology even 100 years ago. We didn't have the understanding of the universe as well as we do now. We are not opposed to any of them, but we explain them in a way that make them spiritualized and reveal that indeed it is God who created them. So we can become scientists, so we can become psychologists or psychiatrists, so we can become anything in the society, but at the same time see the hand of God in it and know a greater and deeper explanation than anybody else has on earth. But also we know the goal of the life is to become divine. To become divine is to follow eternal divine path and become one with the comings of light, awaken our spiritual forces, direct that energy toward creation of the comings of light, overcome our ego and say, yes, I want to face myself, I want to join the comings of light, I want to be honest, absolute honesty. Because it doesn't make any difference if you are not honest to yourself. God knows you. God is always present, and your decision and the way you rationalize your way will not fool him. He knows you completely. So you know, and you should know, that whatever you think you can hide from him, you cannot. That is better to be honest as soon as possible. And therefore, you will see, indeed, God knew you, and the more you become honest and stop being dishonest to yourself, the sooner you will feel the Spirit of God in a greater degree. One person told me that I understood the beauty of Ten Commandments when I start following it. You will know the beauty of being absolutely honest to yourself when you start following it. Again, you become honest and join the community, and you will be honest in the community. The next step is sacrifice. Get rid of your ego. Become a productive member of the society and the community of light. Then know that it's God is doing it through you. With all of that, of course, still your ego cannot take any credit. The moment it takes credit, of course, it again falls. It's God is doing through me. I am not the doer. God is calling elects. God is trying to find those who have been called for this mission. Call is telling them to come and follow it on our divine path. You are called by God. God is the doer. Then shatter any narrowness of the mind. Those are Muslim, these are Jews, those are Christian, they are Hindus, they are separate, they are Buddhist, they are no good. Those are all man-made dogmas and have come from the narrowness of mind. Of course, when you expand your mind, doesn't mean other people are going to expand their mind. You don't look at them as Hindus and Buddhists and Christians and Jews as Muslims, but they do. They might even look at you as separated from them, because there is no other revelation or way but theirs. That's again the importance of communities of light comes in. The more communities of light created and the more people join this mission, the stronger we will be. Therefore, nobody can count us out. And probably that last battle of Armageddon is the one that eventually we have to establish the mission as the most expanded and the best religion on the world. But not in this lifetime, and not in the next. In these two, we will be out of this world, and we will be cut with the Christ beyond the confusion of the cloud. So, elects, come forward. Join me. Come and see the truth. Come out of this world and become an elect. This is what this room is about. That is the call to you and to whole humanity. I am patient. I will sit and wait for those who have been called. If it doesn't happen, and this revelation is not from God, I don't want it either. But if it is from God, this is the revelation that said this is the way it's going to happen. There are elects that will see and hear it and will come forward. And they will not stop or fall away or tell me that I am asking too much. I'm not asking anything. Don't blame me for anything. Go to God directly. The spirit that comes through and asking the elect to do what he is asking. And it's easy. Meditate. Awaken your spiritual forces, join the communities of light or create one, sacrifice and surrender, submit yourself to God and become a universalist. Come out of this world, put a new garment and shatter all the narrowness of the minor attachments. Then you indeed are an elect. I am patiently waiting for you come and join God's way and revelation. Salam, everyone. We may talk to you next week.